Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's an economist with the American Institute of Architecture and also with the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. So I thought it'd be good to start out the year, take a forward look at 2012. Let's start with the commercial market. You do issue the billing index every month. It's usually lags a month behind. I think the last one was in November, and it was back up over 50, which meant that things were starting to improve with billing, right?
Yeah, exactly. The American Institute of Architects index for the month of November was 52. It's been bouncing around all year. It started out in 2011 with some reasonably good numbers, dipped off, and then saw a bit of a rebound in the summer that wasn't sustained, and now we're back up in positive territory again. So, you know, let's hope that we can maintain that momentum that we have. There's some reason for optimism, Kemp, in that we also ask separately about inquiries for a new project that architecture firms are hearing about, just kind of, you know, work that might be on the horizon, and had a very strong reading for that in the month of November. It was up on an index basis over 65, and that's the strongest number we've had in that index in well over a year. So, again, keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we've finally turned the corner here and are going to get some, you know, sustained increase in design activity moving forward.
Okay. Is there any way to tell how much of that is going to be centered on remodeling versus new construction?
Yeah, we don't break it down that way, but certainly, you know, from comments that we get from the architecture firms that are participating in the survey, the rehabilitation of existing facilities has been a stronger market recently. It really didn't turn down nearly as sharply as new construction. And I think the same is true for smaller projects as compared to larger projects, that the activity that has sustained itself has been more smaller, more affordable types of projects and not the big mega projects. But I think that's generally how we start out in the early stages of recovery. Fix up old buildings, build smaller new ones, and then eventually we move on to bigger things.
And one of the biggest hurdles has been the availability of credit. Are we seeing some loosening of the banks to finance these things?
You know, I think we're seeing some easing of credit, but not nearly enough. We've been talking to our members, and they put that as their number one concern, the lack of financing for projects. The American Institute of Architects has been working on a major initiative to try to match folks that want to build projects with those that are willing to finance them. And it turns out there is need on both sides. What's going on is that, you know, traditional lending institutions, banks, are just a little nervous about putting their assets into real estate, but other folks, hedge funds, pension funds, are more than willing to. It's just that those are not the normal channels. So hopefully this will be resolved, but in the short term, it has been a very serious problem to seeing a stronger recovery, at least to date.
And as we look just briefly at the vertical sectors, are there any that stand out that should be strong? You know, when you say either corporate, retail, hospitality, medical, what's looking like it might be strong?
Well, in general, the private construction market looks like it has come back a little faster than the public side. I think we're seeing, you know, the potential for good, strong numbers in terms of demand for retail, office, and hospitality, hotel, you know, all the major commercial sectors. And on the residential side, really seeing some strength on multifamily. Single family take a little bit longer to come back. You know, on the institutional side, a little slower. Healthcare looks to be the strongest. You know, government projects have slowed now that we've worked through the stimulus money. Education is still fairly weak, as, you know, local school districts are having trouble floating bonds. So, you know, some are coming back slower than others, I think. And, you know, it'll be well into 2012, probably 2013, before we see all of them begin to click in.
Well, let's talk about housing for a minute. I know that's another area that you spend some time. I guess one of the big factors there is housing formations, and it looks like we're starting to see a little bit of momentum there, right?
Yeah, we are. You know, as you say, the key building block there is you know, new households being formed. That's been weak, both because the immigration numbers have been down, and that's a big source of household formations, as well as the foreclosure crisis, that where a lot of folks have, you know, had their home foreclosed and gone back to, you know, live with mom and dad or relatives or friends or whatever else. So it's taken some time for that to return. We're not all the way there yet, but we've made some progress. You know, I think probably the biggest problem now is trying to get some floor under house prices. I mean, we had a report even last week that house prices nationally are really still stagnant. We're not seeing any real signs of momentum across the board. Some markets up, some down, but overall we're still seeing some sluggishness in house prices. And I think that just it makes home buyers real nervous. You know, do they want to buy something that may go down in value? Certainly the recent memory of what's happened to house prices have reconfirmed the risk that households might be getting into if they do buy. And I think that certainly some security that, you know, we've reached the bottom and they're going to start heading back up, even if they don't move up all that quickly. Just the notion that they're not going down anymore will be a major sort of signal that now is the time to get back into the market.
All right, so my flooring audience, as they listen to this and they thinking about their planning for 2012, there's still going to be plenty of volatility in there.
I think that's right. I think the economy is not strong enough and the construction markets aren't strong enough that we're going to see everything lift up. It's going to be sort of segment by segment, market by market that we see this recovery unfold. And, you know, I think the flooring industry needs to watch those signals for their market very, very closely to see how it's playing out in terms of job growth, in terms of household formations, in terms of house prices. You know, what's going on in Dallas is going to be very different than what's going on in Miami and different than New York or San Francisco. You know, they're all going to play out very differently and hard to generalize as to how these factors that we've been talking about are going to sort of net out in terms of strength or weakness in individual markets.
And what kind of factor will election year politics play, do you think?
Well, it's not clear that it's going to have a major effect, Kemp. I mean, in the old days, it used to be that, the political parties tried to stimulate the economy to, you know, get folks feeling more positive about things. We're running such a huge deficit now that we really don't have much ability to do that anymore, I think. So, I think maybe there's some sense that after the election, we'll have less gridlock than we have now, and Congress will be pulling together in a single direction. Let's keep our fingers crossed that we can see some progress on that front. But in terms of basic fundamentals, I don't think we're going to see a lot of change between now and election day. You know, I think that there's just not a lot of policy initiatives that we're likely to see implemented.
Well, Carmen, I appreciate you spending time with us. It's actually overall pretty good. You know, you and I have been doing these interviews for several years, and it's been rough, and it sounds like you're sounding like there's a little bit of momentum going there. Certainly still some uncertainty we face, but overall looks pretty good for 2012.
I think volatility that you mentioned, Kemp, is going to be the watchword. It's going to be a little bit of up and down, but I think the trend line is slowly moving up at least. So yeah, I think we're at least moving in the right direction.
Look forward to doing this again in a month or so. But again, we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who's an economist with Harvard, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.